Today's Business Report is a story about leadership. Some faculty members at Harvard want to get rid of their leader. They're demanding the resignation of President Lawrence Summers after a series of controversies. The latest came when he spoke about women. Summers said last month that innate ability, or the lack of it, might explain why there are fewer women in the sciences and engineering. Some women scholars reacted furiously. In these developments, NPR's Frank Langfitt found a lesson in leadership and style that applies far beyond Harvard Yard.
Harvard is famous for teaching leadership. Professors use real-life examples to illustrate the challenges and pitfalls of running all kinds of organizations. But students searching for tips on management these days need only look around campus. President Summers, or Larry, as everyone at Harvard refers to him, was hired to shake up the university and lead it into the 21st century. Along the way, Summers has challenged faculty on their scholarship and tried to raise standards at what is seen as the nation's top school. But his aggressive style and repeated missteps have turned some against him and, his critics say, undermined his ability to lead. Arthur Kleinman chairs Harvard's anthropology department.
Let's be really honest. He's a bully. Larry's a bully. And the only way that you can really deal with him straight is to be as strong as he is. There are a number of us who can do that. There are many people who can't. And I think they have felt intimidated and frightened by Larry.
Of course, Summers doesn't actually rough people up. But it may seem that way to some of Harvard's faculty, who are used to being treated like stars. Professors say he lectures them on their specialties, sometimes dismissing their responses as if they were children. Kleinman describes what he calls the Summers style.
A lot of this is through body language and through indirection. And the way you do this is someone starts talking, you turn away, you look the other way, you look down, you start talking to somebody else, you interrupt them, you don't let them start. You give a feeling that you're in charge and you're not listening.
But other faculty find Summers engaging. And they say his tough-mindedness is just what Harvard needs as it tries to stay on top in a rapidly changing world. Ruth Weiss is a comparative literature professor and a Summers fan.
I love the directness. I love the combativeness. I like someone who tells you exactly what they think. I mean, I think that's what a campus should be like. And I was extremely relieved to see someone who was coming to the university determined to lead.
Despite repeated requests, Summers did not agree to an interview. Managing change is never easy, especially at a place like Harvard, where the graduate schools and departments operate with lots of autonomy. Jay Lorsch is a professor at the Harvard Business School. He says university presidents can't dictate to accomplished people who feel they ought to have a say in the direction of an organization.
This is not just a Harvard problem. This is a university problem, I think. The fact is that if you look at most university presidents that succeed, they find ways to engage their faculty in a dialogue and a discussion, and to produce change through consensus building, much as you would have to do if you were the senior partner in a law firm. And that's not what's been happening here. That, I think, is the root of the problem.
For all the heat Summers has drawn from faculty, many students say they like him. Kei Nagishi's a sophomore. Between classes, she paused outside the gates of Harvard Yard and talked about Summers' support for student activities.
He comes to, you know, like a cappella concerts, and he came to our rugby game on a weekend, you know, with his family and just stayed around and stuck and watched the game and things like that. I think he makes his efforts into trying to get to know students, and on our level, from what I am expecting from a president, I think that's what's most important for me.
Standing with Nagishi is David Slichter, a psychology major from Champaign, Illinois. He questions the way some faculty have handled their complaints against Summers. At a meeting last week, some professors attacked Summers for his comments on women in science. Summers listened and apologized. Faculty also beat him up for intimidating them.
I thought it was kind of ironic that they were talking about how he was creating a climate of fear and stifling free speech when what's happening is he said something which they think he shouldn't have said, and now they're trying to cow everyone into submission so that they won't say anything like that again.
But Summers' comments offended others. Kelly Ward studies public policy over at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
As a woman, I was really upset when I heard that he said that and really felt as if I wasn't valued as equally as some of the other students, male students, for example, that it didn't empower me as a student, it didn't push me forward, it didn't make me think that he would really value my education or value the role that I play at this university.
Politics may also play a role in Summer's troubles. Although he served as Treasury Secretary under President Clinton, he's seen as more politically conservative than many faculty members and more willing to take on sensitive issues. Early on, he questioned the scholarly work of Cornel West, a star African-American professor who later left for Princeton. Summers also talked about bringing ROTC back to campus. Greg Michnikov is an economics major. On his way to Italian class recently, he talked about the political undercurrents on campus.
Many of the professors tend to be of, you know, much more liberal bias than the kind of, you know, presentation that Summers is giving right now. And so as a result of that, I think people would prefer to see him replaced with somebody who shares more of their views.
Another meeting is scheduled for today, when faculty will continue to debate Summers' leadership. Ultimately, the president's fate lies with the university's 7-member corporation, which continues to back him. Larry Katz is an economics professor and longtime friend of Summers. He says if the president is forced out, it will take years for Harvard to heal.
To make a quick change of leadership at this point would be quite ill-advised and would harm this university and create divisions for a decade at least.
Some faculty fear that even if Summers survives, he may be too damaged to carry out the changes the university needs him to. And that, they say, would be Harvard's loss. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
You can read Summers' comments on women in science for yourself by going to our website at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.